The Adonis Audio Experience. I cannot believe Spike Lee was asked to leave the entrance that he's been using for over 20 years and was told by security that he had to literally exit the 33rd Street entrance to the garden and come back in the 31st Street entrance. I mean, I get it. Paying customers, including celebrities, have to abide by the rules, and paying customers should go through the entrance in the arena that they're supposed to. I mean, I get it. That's obvious. But paying customers that have been paying for over 30 years and have given $10 million in ticket sales and money to this franchise, doesn't it come with some perks? And I'm not mentioning the fact that this is Spike Lee. Spike Lee, do the right thing. Spike Lee, he's got game. Jesus Shuttlesworth. He directed Inside Man with Denzel Washington and Malcolm X. How about 25th Hour with Ed Norton and Summer of Sam? I mean, he even produced Love and Basketball. I mean, this drives me crazy, and this is coming from a franchise that has won nothing for the last 25 years. Absolutely nothing. All they've done is frustrate Knicks fans. All they've done is come in last place year after year after year, over and over and over again. All they've done is sign players who are past their prime. All they've done is trade away draft picks or misuse the talent they have or draft talent and not have the ability to develop anybody into a bona fide NBA star. The Knicks haven't been relevant since the mid-90s. Let that sink in for a second. A franchise that has more money than any other franchise in the league. A franchise that is part of the Mecca of basketball in New York City. This is also the same franchise that took Charles Oakley, a Knick legend, out of the garden in cuffs. And listen, I get it. Oakley was probably a little liquored up and was getting bad advice from friends and maybe shouldn't have been sitting next to James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks, with a few scotches inside of him and voicing his opinion about the franchise and what he feels about Dolan. I get that. But Spike Lee, man, Spike Lee is as part of New York Knicks history as any other Knick. And I get it. It might be a stretch. Spike Lee is not more important than Patrick Ewing or Willis Reed or Clyde Frazier or John Starks. But when it comes to Knick legends or just historical Knick figures, Spike Lee is the number one fan. Not just a fan, he is the fan. And the level of disrespect that Spike Lee received was just inexcusable. The New York Knicks have had a hard time recruiting top players even before this year. The New York Knicks entered the 2019 offseason by getting the third pick of the NBA draft, which meant no Zion Williamson. That was strike one. Then, the New York Knicks had more cap space than any other team to sign top players heading into the 2019 offseason. Then, Kevin Durant hurts his Achilles, which supposedly stopped the Knicks from pursuing him. And I know, we blame it on Durant and his Achilles, but why is it that no other player wanted to come to the Knicks? I mean, no disrespect to Julius Randle or Marcus Morris, but you guys are not Kevin Durant. You guys are not Kyrie Irving. You guys are not Anthony Davis. And it's not even close. But yeah, This is what Knicks fans have to put up with because no superstar would ever want to come to New York because of how New York treats its legends. How can a superstar come to New York and guarantee that he won't be treated like people of the past? How can a superstar come to New York and guarantee that his family won't get treated like shit at the Garden because they didn't do something that is in accordance to Dolan's rules? Dolan is just full of himself, and he's the biggest on the planet. And you know what? This loss of Spike Lee, it won't go over smoothly. This won't be water under the bridge. This is going to vibrate, and it's going to expand. This is going to reach new heights. This is bigger than just basketball. And my petition for you is that James Dolan has got to go. We have to get rid of Dolan because the franchise depends on it. The Knicks will lose a whole generation of kids that will never understand Knick history because it has none in the present day. And because of James Dolan and how Dolan has disrespected people who have stuck it through the darkest moments, through the failed free agent signings, through the failed lottery picks, through the failed trades, through the failed head coaches and presidents, and everything the Knicks have done in the last 25 years has failed. And guys like Spike Lee, an international celebrity, putting up $300,000 every single year to be a dedicated and committed Knicks fan, is just crazy to me, the level of disrespect. Spike Lee is as much of the Knicks DNA as anybody, and disrespecting Spike Lee is disrespecting the diehard Knicks fan. So I'm with you, Spike. I'm not supporting the Knicks. I'm not endorsing any Knicks basketball for the rest of the season. Kevin Durant didn't want to be part of the Knicks fiasco with James Dolan, so he ended up going to the Brooklyn Nets. Melo came to the Knicks, and they disrespected him. Ewing, who is the most successful Knick in recent history and has been working as a head coach since he's retired, has never been asked to come to New York for a coaching gig. Yet, look at the San Antonio Spurs and how they've brought in Tim Duncan to the coaching staff almost immediately after he retired as a player. But in case you've forgotten, because I know it's been a long time, in the Ewing era, the Knicks won 50 plus games 7 times. They went to the NBA Finals multiple times. And he is the greatest success the Knicks have seen in the last 30 years. Never forget the big fella. But back to the Knicks and James Dolan. This is why ownership matters. I mean, look at the LA Clippers when they had that crazy owner who was the laughingstock of LA. Nobody wanted to come to the LA Clippers. They were literally at the bottom of the totem pole year after year after year. Then the owner at that time, Donald Sterling, got caught in a crazy racist scandal when his girlfriend, if you want to call her that, recorded him saying racist comments about Magic Johnson. Yeah, Magic Johnson. It's crazy. So he got caught and he was speaking his true feelings. No wonder players didn't want to go there. So the LA Clippers ended up doing the right thing and they got rid of him. Then comes Steve Ballmer, who has a crazy eccentric personality, but a few years later, they're perennial contenders, and they seem to always be in the playoffs now, and this past summer, they recruited top free agents. This past summer, they picked up Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. And this is something that the Knicks will never see in the near future. So what I ask is, when will we get our Donald Sterling moment? When will this happen to James Dolan? Every Knicks fan has been patiently waiting to proudly represent again.